Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God this afternoon for being in the house of prayer one more time. We used to sing a song that said we didn't have to make it in, but a merciful and a kind God. A God that looks beyond all of our faults. How many got faults? He looks beyond all of our faults on a daily basis, and God sees our need. For that we say thank you. We honor the Lord. We give thanks to God for our life. Bless their own health and strength. Elders, the ministers, the mothers, the deacons, everyone in church, and all of you, give yourself a hand praise for being in the house of the Lord.
Prevailing through prayer.
Amen. Difficulties, you got to pray. Hard times. And he was about to become the sacrificial lamb for all of our sins. The Bible said he went into the garden of Gethsemane, which is the garden of the oppress. Hallelujah. When you get in some trouble, sometimes you gotta press your way through. The scripture said Jesus went in there, hallelujah. And the Bible said that he prayed to his blood became, to his sweat became great drops of blood because he was trying to pray through. It's so important this afternoon that we learn to pray through. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 5 reads, as the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to a spy for them, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I am holy, Father the Lord my God. And Moses swear on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children forever, because I have something about following the law holy. He didn't just follow the law, but he wholly followed the law. And he goes on to say that, now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength was then, even so is my strength now, for to war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord would be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And the Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because he Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, even as we're sitting together in thy presence, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to search every heart this afternoon. Lord, search every mind. Lord, we want to wholly follow thee. Lord, we don't want to follow you our way. Lord, we want you to order our steps through thy word. So, Lord, we ask you to send an anointing this afternoon. Lord, send an anointing to open blinded eyes spiritually. Lord, send an anointing to open deaf ears spiritually. Lord, send an anointing in the name of Jesus to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, we ask you to send an anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord, to set at liberty those the devil has taken captive at his will. Send an anointing, Lord, to bless us. And for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. And you may be seated. Somebody said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the... I said, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Verse 11 reads, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. Amen. So our message today is, don't count me out. You know how sometimes when you're in church, other people can look at you and count you out. Amen. According to the normal standards, at 85 years old, Caleb was too old. Hallelujah. But you can't count out someone when God is with them. Amen. So can we say that together? Don't count me out. Come on now. Say it like you really believe it. The first time, y'all give this a little rehearsal. But say it down in your heart. Don't count me out. And then look at somebody and tell them, stop judging me. Look at them and say, stop judging me. And then I remember when I first got saved. So, I've been saved a long time. I got to sort of figure it out. Y'all try to figure out how old I am. I'm still in my 20s. Plus, I got saved in 1976. I was a student at RPI. And matter of fact, about 17 of us got saved. Amen. Never forget it. Got saved. And you know, I got saved in November. Then the summer recess came from school when I had to go home. Amen. How many know people can look at you and mess up sometimes? So they kind of graded us all. Right? They graded us all. I don't know if my wife knows this. They graded us all. The least likely to come back, David Kim. The most likely to come back was a guy named George. So in August, when I came back to the school and the church, everybody said, oh, we are shocked. We never thought you would be the one to come back. They counted. And in my mind, I'm like, well, who are you all judging? Because when I went home, I didn't go home having no pity parties. I stayed in the Word of God. I studied, I prayed. I got off a little bit because I just got saved. I hadn't been saved a year. But I was shocked, and they said, the reason you judge me to be the least likely to come back. They counted me out. But I heard somebody say, God counted me in. They should have stopped judging me. Because they were judging based on the outward appearance. Hallelujah, but I'm so glad that we have our God.
We didn't know how to say this when we said
said this. And we didn't know how to say that, but we said that. We couldn't say, oh, brother, we just said brother. Like, so they were judging me based on, this is true, this is what we did. We rolled down south into a shortcut. We didn't say every syllable because that's how we were raised. But they didn't change my heart.
The Lord said, he who does
One level, no matter what, I win.
Well, you gotta come back in, didn't you?
You gotta come back in, no, I don't have to do one. Now, this is me. I've been telling you, I'm just telling you, for me, Dr. Edward had me scared and all this stuff. Matter of fact, I was shot. I came out of the hospital and everybody calls me, so what happened? What did everybody call about what happened for? Right? Look, Tom, just for them to be called to find out what happened. You never heard talk about what happened. You know what? As long as you stay in God, you don't lose. You don't lose. Even the doctor ain't counting me. He's telling me all these percentages. Percentages? Only thing in that percentage is I haven't heard you say J-E-S-U-S. I haven't heard you say God. Look at somebody and say, you got it all wrong. God says, I love. If you keep your heart pure, you know what? Somebody said, anybody ever dump a whole lot of stuff on you and say a whole lot of stuff that you find you that's not true? Seriously, anybody ever do that? So when they say all this stuff that ain't true, what are you gonna climb in the corner and ball all up in a fetal position for? You know it ain't true. So why are you allowing them to? Look at somebody say, stop dumping on me.
Because he don't have to work. Because he'll go on your sidewalk. And then he'll
Well, how many know many times your reputation precedes you? If you know you have to make a choice, and you deal with someone that has a bad reputation, and you deal with someone that has a good reputation, everybody in their right mind is not going to follow someone that has a bad reputation. The devil has a
bad reputation.
Y'all with me? Y'all know? The devil has a
bad reputation.
Why? Because he's a liar and a murderer from the So now we have to make a decision. Who are you going to listen to and who are you going to? The devil is full of lies. Why are you going to believe and follow a bad reputation when our God has a great reputation? God says, if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. But we keep running to the one that just keeps making our life miserable. Every time God delivers us out of a bad situation, we listen to the bad. Everything they say, well, you know, church ain't all that. You take time off of church. Jesus, you know what God says? Forsake not. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I don't know. I only got a few minutes, right? So say, don't go to church. But the Bible says, forsake not. The bad reputation, they want you, don't you ever let that go. You remember, every time you look at that, you get angry. God says, forgive that you may be
forgiven.
He said, man, that person is hateful, evil, I can't stand them. The Bible says, them that hate you, you got to still do. That person, my enemy, I cannot stand them. God says, I ain't going no further. So I'm saying, in our decision making, who have we been? Right. Don't let someone count you out. And don't listen to the devil's lies as we all say. That's good enough, there you go. All right. Y'all have some more stories. I ain't gonna tell y'all, and I ain't gonna tell you the stories I told brother. Because it does not fit the situation. As the elders and the ministers come forward, many of us are living a count out life. And God has not counted us out. Many of us are living our life based on other people judging us. If you don't ever learn anything else, learn to be real with God. Learn to be pure before God. If I'm going to make a decision to do anything, I'm not going to do it to please you. Everything I do, I'm going to do to please God. Because the Bible says when a man weighs, when a man ways, please the Lord, he will make even his enemies be at peace. You don't have no peace. Life full of confusion. Get God back. Get God's favor. God's favor can help you in test and trial. God's name is called grace. And you know what? Grace is a free gift from God. Don't let others count you out today. Don't live your life based on the judgments of others. Paul said we must be good stewards of what God has called us to do. And if being stewards, we are to be found faithful. Remain faithful to God regardless of what's coming against you, what other people are saying. God is just allowing you to be tested to see what is in your heart.